play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Happy Thanksgiving in advance as the Galesburg Silver Streaks wrap up the second day of this Thanksgiving tournament against the Rantoul Eagles. Let's go down to public address announcer Jeff Lamb with tonight's Galesburg starting lineup.
A 6 foot junior, number one, Nick Fields. A 6'1 senior, number five, Cornell Dotson. A 6'2 senior, number 10, Khalil Hodge. A 6'5 senior, number 15, Andrew Anderson. And a 6'6 senior, number 40, Jacob Carl. Your Silver Streaks are coached by Mike Reynolds.
Well, lost Jeff in a big hurry there at the end. So once again, Galesburg starting lineup, same as what Mike Reynolds tossed out there on the floor on Monday night. Nick Fields, Cornell Dotson, Khalil Hodge, Andrew Anderson, and Jacob Carl. For Rantoul, LJ Lewis, a 5'11 junior. Eric Cole, 6 foot sophomore, one of four sophomores on the roster. Cameron Rome, another sophomore, also will start. And then two more juniors, Hayden Cargo at 5'11 and Latavius Winston at 6'6. So no seniors in the Rantoul starting lineup, again, a product of the amount of experience that Brett Frerichs lost off last year's 20-win team. Silver Streaks win the tip. Rantoul sporting new uniforms that we haven't seen as well tonight either. Pretty sharp looking as Cornell Dotson has it on the right side, looking to the inside. Up top it goes to Khalil Hodge. Hodge coming off a 10-point performance in the win over Peoria Notre Dame on Monday. And an illegal screen set away from the ball, and that'll be a turnover on the Silver Streaks on the opening possession.
Yeah, and you're going to see that a little bit more. I think that's been a point of emphasis, making sure you're set with a screen, and we had a moving screen in that situation there.
I feel like we saw it a lot last year.
Yeah.
Hope we don't see it anymore.
And again, there's you can't be unclean with your screens. Got to make sure you set them legally.
And there's another one by Rantoul on the opposite side. So both teams offsetting turnovers on illegal screens away from the ball. And the Streaks get it right back.
And you know, in all sports, you're going to need to adjust to your officiating, whether it's umpiring, in baseball, whatever it may be. And that's going to have to be something that both teams will have to adjust to if that's going to be called in a real tight way.
What would you call the color on that uniform,
Well,
Steve?
it's almost a light purple. And I'll tell you what, it needs to be a little bit darker because it's not offset enough to be a road uniform.
I was going to say, it's not gray, but... And now a foul by the Silver Streaks, Khalil Hodge, on the rebound on Hayden Cargo after the Streaks missed twice on this end. The Streaks got one offensive rebound, didn't hit the putback, and then Hodge fouls going for the rebound, and he immediately goes to the bench, replaced by Quinn Anderson for the Silver Streaks.
And there's something there that there it's a teachable moment. There's something that they're going to make adjustment. I'm sure they'll send Khalil right back into the ball game.
Jumper at the other end won't go down. Good box out by Andrew Anderson for the rebound. Leads it into the front court to Anderson on the right wing. Down low to Jacob Carl. Short arms the shot. Rebound goes off of him out of bounds, and the Silver Streaks give it right back. So 0 for 3 from the field here in the early going for the Silver Streaks.
And we've got good looks. That's the little half hook that is going to be the bread and butter and right up the alley of Jacob Carl. He just missed it.
No score. We've played just over a minute here in the opening quarter. Up top, this is L.J. Lewis. Now to the inside it goes. Ball batted away. Scramble for it under the basket. Rantoul comes up with it, and a leave-off dump-in shot by Latavius Winston for the first score of the game.
And we didn't get that loose ball there, and that's one we needed to get. And it converted. They converted with it.
Here comes the trap on Fields. Gets it away. Anderson drives left baseline. Dishes it off to Carl. Fighting through the lane. Controls it up and in for the basket. We're tied at 2.
And Jacob did a good job of rolling right down the middle off that. Quinn did a great job of finding it.
Travel at the other end. Good defense by the Silver Streaks. Stepping in on Eric Cole, who looked to drive down the lane. They sealed it off, forcing him to come to a stop. But his foot didn't stop with him. Second turnover by Rantoul. Approaching the 6-minute mark here in the opening quarter of a 2-2 game. Again, second game of the season for the Silver Streaks. They won on Monday. This is Rantoul's first game of the season. They have returned to the Silver Streaks Thanksgiving tournament. Nick Fields drives left side under the basket, but he comes up short trying to scoop it up. Latavius Winston the rebound for Rantoul. That's Fields' first shot. He played pretty much the entire game Monday night, never took a shot.
Yeah, and Andrew's going to be very, very good as he continues to gain experience underneath his belt. He's a poised kid, a great athlete. I've known him in baseball, and I can't say enough good things about all aspects of him as an athlete.
Long three by Cargo, way off the mark. Flat-footed rebound by Carl on the weak side underneath. Here's Jacob with it now at the free throw line. Dishes it back to Quinn Anderson. He stutter steps and travels.
And that's exactly what we wanted there. Jacob looked to get down the lane and then go backwards with the play, go inside and out with the play behind him, and wide open, he just shuffled his feet. Got a little bit too much of an hurry.
Tied at 2, under 5.5 minutes to go, opening quarter. Quick pass to the inside to Winston at 6'6", turnaround jumper, but he can't finish it over Carl. Rebound by Fields. Leads the break for the Silver Streaks into the front court. Quickly baseline. Cornell Dotson, double team, dishes it out. Anderson wide open. Quinn knocks down a 2-pointer just inside the top of the arc. And the Silver Streaks have their first lead of the night at 4-2. Quickly the other direction. A runner to the baseline by Eric Cole up and in, and we're tied at 4. They will get up and down the court quickly. You cannot fall asleep against the Eagles defensively.
Yeah, you need to turn and sprint back, defend the basket first, stop the ball, and then cover up.
Inlet pass to Carl, and a foul from the backside. Winston, a little reach around from the backside, trying to knock it loose, and he picks up his first foul. Second team foul on Rantoul to go along with one on Cole. Silver Streaks also with 2 team fouls. On the inbound to Carl, to the outside. Cornell Dotson found an opening, drives, dishes on a bounce pass. Wide open corner, Anderson. Andrew can't hit the shot. Goes after his own rebound, creates it loose, and now a throw into the backcourt. Saved by Cornell Dotson. Fields fires it into the lane. Carl, pump fake up and in, and a foul.
Outstanding, outstanding pass. He got him sealed inside. Finished the play and going to have a 3-point opportunity.
Call that on Latavius Winston, and their only size in the starting lineup for Rantoul. Winston at 6'6 just picked up his second foul. Fields sits down. The freshman Eric Price in for the Silver Streaks in his first action tonight.
And let's see if he can continue where he started on Monday. And again, a lot, you know, and we saw what you see oftentimes from a young player, a lot of really, really good things and some things that he'll need to work on, some inconsistency.
Scored 6 points, knocked down a couple of 3-pointers, was 2 for 7 from the field, was Price, as we discussed in the pregame with head coach Mike Reynolds. Carl to the free throw line, the Division I football recruit knocks it up and in. 5 points on the night, 5 of the Streaks 7, and Galesburg leads by 3, under 4.5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter.
And he's been outstanding from the line in both games.
Left side, this is Jaden Alexander into the game, one of the few seniors on the roster for Rantoul. Flashes to the free throw line, tried to get it to him, Streaks knocked it loose. Outlet pass, Carl to Dotson, layup is short. Rebound, Quinn Anderson forces it up and gets fouled.
That's a hustle play by Quinn there to follow up on that, not take it for granted, and get the offensive rebound and now go to the line.
Jaden Alexander, first.
Quinn scored 5 points in the opener over Peoria Notre Dame. Most he scored last season in limited play was 3 points in a game. First one up and off the back rim. Gets a second free throw, though. foul, meanwhile, was on Jaden Alexander for Rantoul. That's four team fouls on the Eagles, not even halfway through the first quarter. Anderson rims the second one out. Andrew with the rebound, put back up and short. Rantoul with the rebound, and now a tie-up as Carl reaches in, and they call him for a foul. Jacob can't believe it. That's his first foul.
And I was talking to Jacob before the ball game, and I commented to him that I thought he did a great job of keeping away from committing unforced fouls. And that's something that's going to be a key for him. He needs to be on the floor.
7-4 Galesburg. We just passed the midpoint here in this opening quarter. On the left side, on the wing. Skips it back out. This is Jaden Alexander with it. The 5'11 senior off the bench for the Eagles. Demetriel Hudson into the game as well. Another 5'11 senior.
Going to get a travel there.
On the outside, Mark Makehole Ramos commits the third Rantoul turnover.
And that's good pressure defense there. When you pressure the ball, you have the opportunity of forcing your opponent into making a mistake. And there's the perfect example of it.
Sean Taylor, head coach of the Moline Maroons, the preseason favorite in the Western Big Six, here tonight, observing. They are not playing tonight. Quick feed down low. Good catch and release.
Good
Andrew
find.
Anderson.
Good find there by Cornell, and a good finish by
9-4.
Andrew.
Galesburg by 5. First points of the night for Andrew Anderson. Into the front court. To the left side they go, over to Jerry Harper, a sophomore, into the game. Bounce pass, good feed down low, but a partial block by Jacob Carl. Altered the shot. Andrew Anderson with a rebound. Into the front court, drives it all the way, but comes up short. And Rantoul with a rebound. Behind the back dribble by Hudson. Into the front court, slows it down a bit. Sees an opening, now folds up. Kicks it left side over to Garrett Kinnett. At the free throw line, a hesitation jumper. He double clutched. And Harper drew nothing but air. Andrew with a rebound. Price for three. Hits it.
And that good sequence there, the fine defensive play on our end led to that on the other end for us.
Suddenly the streaks are up 8, but Rantoul back quickly with a leaner in the lane by Hudson. And it's 12-6. That ends a little 8-0 Galesburg run here in the first quarter. Price into the front court. Under 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Feed down low. Carl looking. Gives off to Anderson. Pull-up jumper short, but a foul by Garrett Kinnett. And that'll be his first.
And that situation there, the Rantoul player fouled the jump shooter, and he not only fouled the jump shooter, which is something you never want to do, but he fouled him in a difficult shot being attempted. So he let him get out of jail free there.
Five team fouls on Rantoul. They may have the streaks in the bonus before we get out of the first quarter. I got to think that's a sign of inexperience that Brett Frericks is dealing with here.
Yeah, a little inexperience and also a little bit of an adrenaline flow where you're a little bit more aggressive than you should be and you make some bad decisions or poor decisions fouling jump shooters and fouling in unforced situations.
And the fact that it's their first game of the season.
Absolutely, and that does make a difference.
While it's the streak's second game, Andrew Anderson makes the first free throw, second one up and in as well. And it's 14-6 Galesburg with that 8-point lead, back 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Walking it into the front court is Cole, the sophomore. To the right wing it goes. Keeping the ball down low is L.J. Lewis. Now he gets it away, and a foul from the backside by Price as they fed it away on the pass to Cameron Rome.
And Coach Reynolds is talking there to Eric about he trailed the cutter instead of coming underneath the cutter on that screen. And when you trail the cutter, you're going to normally foul, and that's what he did. Again, something he'll learn from defensively.
Four team fouls, picking up on the silver streaks as well. Keep in mind, this started in the first 30 seconds of the game when both teams got called for offensive fouls away from the ball. Here's a drive down the left side, a little bit strong off the glass by Cole. Jacob Carl with a rebound, ball batted loose. Anderson comes up with it. Andrew drives, feeds it to Dotson, gives it right back, and a travel call.
One too many passes there, and that can happen, and then you're going to get a turnover or somebody out of sync in terms of where they're at.
Got Andrew Anderson with four rebounds in the game already for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg by 8, under a minute 50 to go here in this first quarter. Cole brings it across midcourt, crosses over with a left hand, pull up outside the free throw line, too strong. Carl with another rebound for the Silver Streaks. Into the front court, Anderson into the near corner. Quinn down low, Carl curls around, good feed to Price, along the baseline up and in.
Excellent sequence, we enter the ball into the post. Jacob saw a cutter open and a fine pass and conversion on the finish.
Minute 20 to go, first quarter. Galesburg with a double-digit lead now. Price knocks the ball loose, scramble for it in the backcourt, and Rantoul recovers the fumble. Hudson with it now, trying to shake Cornell Dotson, does too much with it, loses the ball out of bounds.
And I would credit Cornell there for an outstanding, again, defensive pressure, forcing that turnover.
Jalen McCants, 6'3 sophomore, into the game for the Silver Streaks. Jacob Carl gets a breather, maybe for the final minute 12 here in this first quarter, with Galesburg leading by 10. Quinn Anderson on the outside. Up top, Dotson. Around a screen by McCants, driving. Dotson up with the left hand. No. McCants with a follow put back.
Outstanding job again on the glass.
Love to see Cornell attacking, and McCants with a good follow-up after the miss. And a quick jumper the other direction. Cole down the right side, up and in. Makes it 18-8. Galesburg by 10. Cornell walks it across midcourt with the right hand. Here comes the trap. Juggles the ball. Gets it away to McCants. Jalen right back to Cornell. Right side over to Ander. Fakes. Dribbles left. Pull up. High post. Shoots. Rims in and out. Rebound Rantoul. Quick shot by the Silver Streaks that time. Rantoul at the other end hits a three. So a 10-point lead down to 7 just like that on the jumper by Hayden Cargo.
And the three ball can do that. It can get you healthy in a hurry, especially off misses.
Now Andrew drives down to the low post, up and in.
Outstanding move there, using his body as a shield.
20-11, Galesburg by 9. At the free throw line, ball batted reach.
Tough call there and foul in there. Just before the buzzer.
Andrew Anderson gets called on the reach-in. I take it back. They called it on Dotson. The way Andrew reacted, I thought it was going to be called on him. They called it on Dotson instead. Both teams with 5 team fouls, and this one coming with 1.6 seconds remaining in the first quarter, and it'll be a shooting foul, putting Eric Cole for Rantoul at the line.
And that's where you've got to be aware in terms of the clock. Clock awareness there, and again, not fouling the jump shooter, putting him on the line here and being able to score.
Oh, wow, it was way off the mark. Oh, suddenly the foul doesn't look so bad, given that first free throw by Cole. That was not even close. And he's pretty upset with himself. He walks down halfway down the lane toward the basket, looking up at the ceiling with his hands on his hips. He was very frustrated with how that one came off his hand. Streak substitute, get a little extra breather here in the final 1.6 seconds. Ramirez into the game, Eric Davidson into the game. Tylan Parks has checked in for the Silver Streak. So, again, a little extra breather here with the clock stopped at the end of the first quarter. Second one up, and that one's way off the mark to the right. It doesn't even hit the rim, and the Silver Streaks are going to take it on the inbounds. Both of his free throws were way off to the right.
Not good there. Not good.
Streaks have to take it the length of the court with a second and a half to go. And now the official looks over and says something to Eric Price and Eric Cole, I guess. Parks on the inbound to half court. McCants fires it, draws nothing, and the Streaks lead by 9 at the end of 1, 20-11. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Every morning is different for everybody. Nate gets up for the early shift, while Brad is just getting home from the night shift. Pam runs a PR and a 5K, while Drew runs late to work. Beth proposes a road trip to her boyfriend, while Mark proposes to his girlfriend. Luckily, there's a McDonald's for every morning. Jumpstart your morning with a sausage burrito. Everything you love about breakfast, wrapped up and ready to go for just $1. A la carte only. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport & More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport & More. Galesburg & Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
Employer, tired of not finding qualified candidates to hire? Old methods not working anymore? Reach active and passive candidates when you use the power of radio combined with this region's very own job board, Galesburg.info, keyword jobs. You'll talk to them at work, home, and at play. That's the power of radio.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
You have a three down?
One quarter gone here at John Thiel Gym. 22-11 is the Silver Streaks lead over the Rantoul Eagles. Steve Cheeseman and I compare some stats here as we come to the end of the first quarter. But the second quarter already underway with Rantoul with the ball. Start off trailing the Silver Streaks by 9. 20-11 is Galesburg lead. 20 points in that first quarter. Scored 51 in the win over Peoria Notre Dame Monday night. Here's a miss by Rantoul. Silver Streaks with the rebound. Fields back into the game. Loops out with it. Price, no look. Kobe Ramirez cutting baseline. Couldn't handle the pass. Gets it out to Parks and now back to Kobe. Up top to Jalen McCant. So the Silver Streaks really don't substitute at the quarter break. Many of the starters remaining on the bench here to get a breather here to start off the second quarter. Fields cutting through the lane, lost the handle on the ball on the way up, and it's out of bounds. Back to Rantoul.
You know, one of the things that I like here is we've really passed the ball beautifully here tonight. We are not keeping assists, but I would say that we've had five or six assists here early, and that's quite a number when you're talking about a basketball game.
Ball knocked loose, chased down by Harper for Rantoul. Skips it left side onto the wing. Over to Demetrial Hudson. Dribbles around back up top. Now leaves it off for Eric Cole. At the volleyball line, right corner, passes it away to Harper. Tries to get it down low. Kobe goes up for it, knocks it loose. Ramirez with a steal. Into the front court, ball batted away from the backside of Tylan Parks out of bounds. Galesburg will hang on to it.
And again, the other thing too, Brad, we were just talking at the break, we got off 19 shots in the first quarter, and that is a large, large number in a high school basketball game, especially the way the game's played today.
Jumper by Price for three, bounces in and out, and the rebound by Rantoul. Hudson flat-footed underneath, came up with it, now throws it away at the other end. Ill-advised pass behind him to nobody. Kobe Ramirez with the follow at the other end, misses the layup. Turnaround jumper, good by Jalen McCants. Has his second offensive rebound put back for the Silver Streaks, and he's got four.
And we've got a number of offensive stick backs and then converted on the offensive glass. And those are backbreakers normally.
22-11, Galesburg, biggest lead of the night now. In the lane, and a reach-in called against Tylan Parks. His first foul as Alexander flashed through the lane, and Tylan just reached in, tried to poke it loose. 16 fouls on Galesburg. Cornell Dotson back in for the Streaks. Here comes Quinn Anderson, Jacob Carl, and Andrew Anderson back in.
And I thought those three young men who got their first playing time here tonight in terms of a quality situation did a good job giving us good minutes.
Yeah, Tylan Parks got in for the last, I don't know, 20 seconds of the game Monday, so yeah, key there, quality time on the floor. And here's a three from the right corner, just a pull-up jumper by Demetrial Hudson. He's got five in the game. It's 22-14, Galesburg by eight. Dotson across midcourt for the Streaks. McCants out high, now Carl on the left high post. Dribbles to the free throw line right, leaves off for Quinn Anderson. Down the left side, cut off there, back to Carl, into the near corner. Anderson fakes right, Andrew drives left, tries a circus shot underneath, hits the bottom of the rim. Rebound Winston for Rantoul. Here come the Eagles, another three by Hudson. Off the mark this time, Cornell Dotson with the rebound. Streaks by eight. Nearly stolen away, but Anderson gets to it first. Andrew Dries gets bumped down the lane, and a foul called on Rantoul will be the sixth team foul on the Eagles. They got L.J. Lewis on that one, his first.
I like our flow on the offensive end. We've got good, crisp rhythm. We've got great ball movement. We're sharing the ball. We're getting good looks. And as I said, our passing has been just outstanding.
Garrett Kinnett back in for Rantoul on the substitution. Streaks on the inbound. Dotson up high. Around a screen, Quinn Anderson. Down to the low post, dribbles it back out. Here's Jalen McCants driving. Pull up, short arms it. Air ball. Rebound under the basket. Winston for Rantoul. Back come the Eagles. Top of the circle. Another three by Hudson. That one's off the mark. Rebound batted away. Streaks had it. And Hudson chases it down himself after they knock it away from each other. And there's a turnaround jumper. Give that one to Winston. And it's down to a six-point lead for the Silver Streaks. As they've been outscored. 5-2 here. Now a quick answer at the other end. As Galesburg goes back up by eight with a runner by Andrew Anderson.
Turn it over on the other end, too. The game is at a really, 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 really high pace and a quick pace right now.
Now, Mike Reynolds said in the pregame, be a totally different game tonight. Here's a bad pass by Anderson, telegraphed and picked off in the lane. And he wasn't kidding. It has been a very different game from what we saw in the 51-41 win over Notre Dame Monday. 24-16, Galesburg. 4.5 minutes to go first half. Up top, this is Kinnett with it. Right side and a foul and another illegal screen, I think. Called against Rantoul. Second time the Eagles have been whistled for that. And that goes as their seventh turnover of the night. They call that one on Alexander. Jaden Alexander's second foul.
And certainly that illegal screen has been an issue for a long time. If I can run with somebody and literally put a block on them instead of being stationary, it frees up your offense in a big way, and it's very difficult to guard.
A little bit of a delay here as they hand it off to Anderson. Quinn inbounds, and Eric Price will walk it up into the front court as Cornell Dotson gives a little shove on Eric Cole away from the ball. They get it down low to Andrew Anderson. Slips, falls. He thought he got tripped up, but gets called for traveling instead. That's the sixth Galesburg turnover.
And again, we're going to commit more turnovers tonight. When you have more possessions, you're playing at a faster pace. That's going to normally be the situation. You know, we are playing faster tonight, but yet we're playing under control.
Here's a steal by Dotson.
Nice anticipation by Cornell.
And lays it up with the left hand at the other end. Cornell's first basket of the night. Turnovers lead directly to points there. And Galesburg back up by 10 now, halfway through quarter number two.
And that's that live ball turnover and what you want to do in a nice play by Cornell.
Drive by Cole, shoots over Andrew Anderson, streaks out a hand on the rebound, gets knocked out of bounds, and Galesburg's going to get it back on the dead ball. Yeah, under the circumstances, Steve, you're talking about the pace of the game. Streaks with six turnovers as Rantoul calls a 30-second timeout. I don't think that's too bad, quite honestly.
No, you're going to have lots more possessions tonight. The pace is again, as we talked about, much, much quicker pace. You're getting 84-foot pressure by people. All of those things are going to lead to more turnovers, and six of them with over half the second period gone is very good. We're handling the ball and taking care of the ball very well.
Earlier tonight at this Thanksgiving tournament, Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin defeated Peoria Notre Dame 60-41. That was Griffin's first game of the season. Peoria Notre Dame drops to 0-2. Again, the Streaks will battle Griffin in the final game of this Thanksgiving tournament Saturday night. Offsite Monday night, you might remember we talked about at times Moline and Rockford Lutheran. The Maroons won that one by 21. They are off tonight. Andrew Anderson into the front court, lost the handle on it. It comes back to him and in motion
very fortunate to the basket.
He lays it in.
Very fortunate to get that. And Rantoul was in a 2-2-1 that time, so that's their first look tonight with that.
It went into the hands of a Rantoul player when Anderson lost the handle on the ball, and then it just sort of rested on his stomach as Anderson went by, and he just took it right back and laid it in. 3:15 to go first half. Galesburg by a dozen. Up top, Demetriel Hudson tries a crossover on Cornell, gets a step down the lane, comes up short on the shot. Jacob Carl with a rebound. Gets it into the hands of Eric Price, leading it into the front court. Free throw line, pull-up jumper. Left-hander knocks it
down. Good decision there, just a pull-up jump shot under control, and that's exactly what you want. Nice decision-making by the freshman.
Biggest lead for the Streaks at 14 now. Here's a quick three at the other end by Kinnett. It switches it. And the lead is back down to 11, just like that, 30-19.
And that's certainly right now what's keeping him in the ball game.
Galesburg has had 2 8-0 runs. That three ended that one. Cornell Dotson with a long three way off the mark and a foul by Quinn Anderson over the back of a Rantoul player going for the offensive rebound. So Dotson's early shooting troubles continue. That's actually his first three that he took tonight. He was 2-for-7 from three-point range the other night. His previous three shots in this game have been inside the arc, but that one was off the mark, and Quinn Anderson sits down with his second foul.
Jacob Young seeing his first action tonight in a situation where it's going to be quality time. Had Jacob and Justin Inhoff as golfers that played for me, and both great guys, and look forward to seeing the contributions they can make, and I know they made a number of contributions basketball-wise here in the program.
Demetriel Hudson yanked down his fifth rebound for Rantoul, and in getting fouled in the process goes to the line, shooting a one in bonus, knocks down the first one.
They've been much better on the glass the second period. We dominated them in the first period and got a number of second chance points.
6 points on the night for Demetriel Hudson. Leads the Eagles in scoring. Galesburg by 10, 2:34 to go first half. Second free throw good as well. He may be in double figures before the first half is out. 9-point Silver Streaks lead. Rantoul backs off, settling back into the half court as Price walks it into the front court. Deflected pass, stolen away by Rantoul. On the run, L.J. Lewis down the lane, splits the defenders, contact, and a very late foul called on Andrew Anderson. I think it was the right call, but a late one, and he'll go back to the line shooting again.
And it was a late one. I thought we were going to get away with a block there and be able to go the other way, but the official made the right call there, and that was a block on Andrew.
Lewis, scoreless in the game up to this point. And with the clock stop 2:20 to go after the Galesburg turnover, a chance for Rantoul to creep a little bit closer. Down 9, first free throw up, and rolls through. And they've been better at the free throw line than they were in this first quarter as well.
Coach Reynolds talking to Eric over there. The turnover occurred against that trap in that he didn't use a pass fake. Telegraphed the pass, threw it into the hands, and easily intercepted and knocked away.
And Rantoul too quick to get away with that. 30-23, Galesburg by 7 after two made free throws by Rantoul.
They're looking to trap here again.
On the left side, Young picks up his dribble. Now Dotson with it. Skips it over to Jacob Carl. Just inside the arc, leaves it off for Young. Dribbles right, back behind him to Carl. Good defense by Jaden Alexander and the man. Carl drives, floats it up, off balance, knocked it down.
Tough shot by Jacob, yeah. But he went to the rim very aggressively, and he was under control.
Palindrome score, 32-23, Galesburg by 9. 7 points for Jacob Carl here in this first half. Anderson for the Silver Streaks leads the way with 10. And off the bench, Eric Price also has 7. Here's a jumper left side missed. There's Price with the rebound. First of the game for the freshman. Then he lost the handle on the ball. Rantoul with a steal. Can't hit the jumper. And Jacob Young with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. So a turnover by the Silver Streaks, but Rantoul can't capitalize, and the Streaks trying to get it back to a double-digit lead here. Minute 20 to go first half. Dotson left elbow. Up top, Young. Leaves it off for Price on the outside. Eric dribbles behind him. Anderson comes up high for the pass. Andrew skips it right side over to Young. Fakes right, dribbles left, leaves it off for Andrew, drives all the way to the baseline, feeds it down low. Carl dribbles once, gets fouled going up for the shot.
We were fortunate to get that pass through. But Jacob was strong with it, went up, got fouled, go to the line again, and Jacob's been outstanding from the line. And again, being a low post player that's going to be inside a lot, he's going to get fouled a lot, and his ability to convert free throws is going to be critical, especially in close ball games.
Yeah, a bit of a delayed decision by Jacob as he knocks down the first free throw. When he got that pass, there was just a moment of hesitation where he thought about it and then dribbled. And that's a lot of times when those big guys have that ball stolen.
Absolutely.
So he was lucky not to have that happen.
And Brad, I think he was surprised that the pass got through.
Knocks down the first free throw. Carl has 8. Nick Fields back in as Price sits down. Just over a minute to go first half. Galesburg by 10. Carl looking to make it 11. And it rattles through and drops in. 4 points in the quarter. 9 for the game for Carl. And the Silver Streaks back up by 11 now at 34-23. And the Streaks
and we've extended the pressure press to 84 feet here and gave Rantoul some trouble there.
Almost created a turnover. Dotson got a hand on the ball but couldn't keep it in.
Coach Reynolds has done a great job spot playing Eric, giving the young freshman opportunities to learn from a mistake, get into a flow, then get him out of there. Really a good job of handling that young player, and he's gaining valuable experience and confidence.
Cargo steps left, pulls up for 3. It was a good-looking shot, but it was a little bit too long, and the rebound chased down by Hudson, who's got 6 boards now for Rantoul. 11-point Galesburg lead, 40 seconds to go here in the first half. Stepping right, Hudson fires a 3 and hits. And he's got 8 in the quarter, 10 for the half now.
And we let him out of our sights there. We left him and didn't pressure him, knowing that that's one of his strengths. That's a mental mistake there defensively by our perimeter defense.
See if the Streaks can run this down for the final shot here. Under 30 seconds to go, now down to 20 seconds to go. Andrew Anderson left side, gives it off to Young in the near corner below us. Jacob dribbles right, out to the elbow, up top to Dotson. 14 seconds to go. Fields with it now on the right side, and he'll back it up. Takes a look up at the clock with 8 seconds to go. Dribbles all the way out to the midcourt circle. Now reverses directions. Finds an opening in the lane and a reach in and a foul. Nope.
Oh.
A travel call.
Tough call there.
Nick went up with it as if he was going to pass and then came down with it on the reach in by Rantoul to tie him up.
And I would have thought a jump ball or a foul, but
yep.
A travel.
And that's what Mike Reynolds appears to be saying on the far sideline. 3 seconds to go. Rantoul gets it in. On a bounce to Jaden Alexander across midcourt at the volleyball line. Up with one hand and rims in and out. So the Silver Streaks dodge a bullet there. As we come to the half, 34-26. Streaks lead by 8 over Rantoul. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at your first half statistics, your individual scoring, and we'll get a word with the Streaks coaching staff as well. As Galesburg leads by 8, you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
There's only one place to go after an accident. We have rental cars, detail for life, and plenty of Dave's Gator Sauce to go around. Come to Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with a mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Binowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Silver Streaks with an 8-point lead over the Rantoul Eagles, 34-26. Again, it's the Eagles' first game of the season. Steve, I got to say, I'm impressed about the way they've hung in there. Silver Streaks have built a double-digit lead a couple of times, got up by as many as 14 there in the second quarter. Rantoul outscored the Streaks 10-4 to make this a tighter game here at halftime. They're not going away by any means, and they look like a very confident, even an experienced team, but they look very confident.
And a young ball club, as they're playing their first game, depending on what happens in the early part of the game, can certainly pick up confidence as they go. They played in spurts. That, again, is a mark of a young team, and certainly in the first game of the year. But I'm impressed, too. They've shot the ball from the three-point line or beyond the three-point line well. They're able to defend. They're playing a typical type of Rantoul approach and scheme. And they're athletes. So, again, you know, we've got our work cut out for us, even with an 8-point lead here as the second half goes, with their ability to put up, you know, runs and points and spurts. It'll be an interesting second half.
One of the things that stands out to me statistically, as we'll look at these numbers here in a moment, is the Streaks, after putting up 28 three-point attempts on Monday, I have them for only 4 three-point attempts in the first half. But really, that's the nature of the difference of the game, right? It's more up and down tonight. You can attack the basket more tonight, as opposed to trying to shoot over that Notre Dame zone on Monday.
And
right?
I think also what's happening here, he is really trying to take the three-point shot away from us, and that's why we've been able to get the ball inside and be able to penetrate inside, because he's going to force us to try to beat them from inside.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our halftime statistics, brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. I don't know how much you've been able to add up the team numbers, Steve. We certainly haven't had a chance to compare, so we'll just have to do this on the fly here as we go. How about that?
Yeah, rebounding-wise, I have us out-rebounding them 16-10, and a lot of that was early in the area in the first quarter where we had about a 12-2 edge.
I had us 16-12.
16-12.
So we're pretty much on target.
Turnovers. 9 for us, 8 for them.
Yes.
And that's a little bit higher number than what we would like. But, again, that's a result of, again, lots of possessions, 84 feet that we're both playing. Shooting-wise, again, we got off 19 shots in the first quarter, and it looks to me like we didn't get as many shots off in the second quarter. 12 out of 28, I think that I have us for the half, and I've got them at 13 out of 25. And I could, you know, again, That's going to be the area there that'll be a work in progress. But one thing that I can say about that statistic as I look at it is those are a lot more shots being put up by both ball clubs than what you see normally in a high school basketball game. And again, that's reflective of the 84-foot game that we're trying to play, and also us not getting off as many shots because, again, they're trying to take away the three ball from us.
Got Rantoul 4 out of 9 from three-point range. Silver Streaks 1 of 4 at the free throw line. Rantoul 4 out of 6. Gelsberg 5 out of 7. Streaks lead by 8, 34-26. Take a look at the individual scoring, and we'll get a word from the coaching staff when we come back. At halftime between the Streaks and the Rantoul Eagles, Gelsberg up by 8. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When was the last time you had your furnace checked over by a professional? Schedule a fall furnace checkup for $55, including carbon monoxide testing. Good for LP gas and natural gas-fired furnaces, McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhall, and now in Galesburg. Call 342-5820. Some exclusions apply.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Some things in life are complicated, like quantum physics and women's purses. But some things are simple, like tires. If you could buy 3 tires and get one for a buck, or pay full price for 4 tires, which would you do? Seems pretty simple, right? Buy 3, get one for a buck. Don't overcomplicate it. Just come see me, Jamie Munt, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. We'll give you 4 beautiful tires for the price of 3, plus $1. We'll also give you free alignment checks, free tire repair, and free diagnostics on any make or model. When people tell you to simplify your life, this is what they're talking about.
Check them out on Facebook and at GalesburgToyota.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Becoming partly cloudy for tonight, a low of 26 for your Thanksgiving Day. Sunshine, high 46, and tomorrow night mostly clear, low 32. Sunshine for Friday, a high of 57, currently in downtown Galesburg. It's 31 degrees here on WGIL.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Galesburg leading Rantoul 34-26. Let's take a look at our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. In the Geneseo tournament last night, out of the Western Big Six, United Township opened with a loss, falling to Rock Falls 53-44. Alleman was a winner in the tournament where they're playing up at Erie. Here tonight, Sacred Heart Griffin defeated Peoria Notre Dame 60-41. And at the half, the Silver Streaks lead Rantoul 34-26. Galesburg girls lost last night to Rock Island. Their next action coming up Saturday here at Thiel Gym. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson will have the call at, probably a little after 5 o'clock. Where's my schedule? 6:30, actually. So about 6:10 for the pregame. We've also got Fighting Illini football on Saturday, rather. That's a 2 o'clock pregame, 3 o'clock kickoff. So probably won't get all the Illini game in. And then Galesburg girls basketball coming your way Saturday night. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Steve Cheeseman is with assistant coach Ryan Hart.
Back here at halftime with Coach Ryan Hart. Real quick, Coach, I'll ask you the same thing as the other night. Good, bad as you come into the second half?
A little wild on offense tonight. We got to get a little bit more continuity, move the ball a little bit better, and get some more open looks.
Okay. What do we do here in the second half to extend this lead?
Well, keep trying to get the ball out off the rebounds and drive the lane, kick out. I mean, we're just forcing too many bad shots. We move the ball a little bit better, we'll be fine.
Thanks, Coacher.
As always, our thanks to assistant coach Ryan Hartz joining us here at the half. Let's take a look at the quick look at the individual scoring in the first half. Jamitriel Hudson off the bench for Rantoul led the way for the Eagles with 10. Latavius Winston, Eric Cole each had 4. Hayden Cargo, Garrett Kinnett with 3, and LJ Lewis had 2. For the Silver Streaks, Andrew Anderson led the way with 10. Jacob Carl had 9, so the two big guys for the Streaks leading the way offensively. Next up, Eric Price off the bench with 7. Quinn Anderson at 2. Jalen McCants, 4. Cornell Dotson with 2. 5 starters on the floor to begin the second half. Khalil Hodge drains a 3 from the left corner. And that's his first basket of the game. And just like that, the Streaks are back up 11, 37-26. But back quickly comes Rantoul as Hudson, who starts the second half, didn't start the game, but he starts the second half with a quick bucket. He's got 12. And Galesburg's lead is 9. Hodge down the left side, dishes it out to Cornell Dotson. Into the left corner, Hodge again from the corner. Same shot, misses this one. Rebound Jacob Carl with his back to the basket, kicks it back out to Dotson. Has the ball poked away. Left that ball hanging out there a little bit too much. Stolen away by Lewis, and then he couldn't dance up the near sideline. Stepped out of bounds, and Rantoul gives it right back.
And we're starting right off where we left off.
I guess. Turnover, turnover, but basket, basket, too. That's a little different than the first quarter. Silver Streaks by 9 with the ball. On the left side, Cornell Dotson. Jacob Carl leads the Streaks with 5 rebounds, by the way, on that last one. There's a ball chased down in the corner by Andrew Anderson, and falling out of bounds, he throws it off. Eric Cole deflects it out of bounds, and a heady play to keep the Streaks in possession. Long rebound chased down.
And again, you're going to get that with a 3-ball. Khalil shot the ball from the top, beyond the 3-point line. The rebound was long, and great hustle.
Anderson in the right corner with a stutter step, drive, scoops it up with the right hand, off balance, falls down, misses. Eric Cole with a rebound, leading the break for Rantoul. And now stops short of half court, and that allows Anderson to run up his back. And that's the second foul of the game on Andrew Anderson.
Andrew trying to make up there. He's a little out of control there. Uh-huh. Again, a great athlete. And then foul trying to make up for, trying to get a steal there.
Fighting Illini playing an exhibition game, or not an exhibition game, but a game with Augustana. And Illini winning big. 3 minutes to go. They lead by 34, 96-62 over an Augustana team that has high, high hopes in Division III. Thought they might be a little more competitive, but that game was a blowout well before halftime.
And Illinois is doing a lot of good things right now.
Lob on the inbound, going for the fake. Carl falls down. That allows Latavius Winston to just lay it up and in.
And he didn't get a foul there, at least, thank God, and get a three-point play out of it. We need a hoop here.
6:10 to go, third quarter. Streaks lead is 11. Hodge, his fourth shot attempt of the quarter already, and another miss. Carl with a rebound. Drives to the basket and lays it up and in.
Big basket there, and an outstanding play off the glass by Ryan.
39-30, Silver Streaks. 5:50 to go here in the third quarter, just underway in the second half. Next stoppage of play, I want to get your thoughts on something offensively going on with the Silver Streaks as we begin the quarter. Here's a jumper missed. Three-pointer won't go down for Cargo. Cornell Dotson chases down the rebound into the front court for the Silver Streaks. Shovels it back to Fields. Leaves it off for Hodge. Dribbles right side. Here's Carl backing his way into the lane. Baby hook with the right hand. A little bit long. Offensive rebound on his own. That one won't go down. And the rebound by Jamitriel Hudson. The seventh rebound for the Eagles.
And a nice sequence again. We got the shot that we wanted from Ryan, then a good offensive rebound. Just couldn't get it to go.
Approaching the five-minute mark. There's a drive down the left side. Cole forces it up too strong with the left hand, but a loose ball rebound by Rantoul. And then on a reach-in, Fields picks up his first foul after the offensive rebound by Lewis driving down the lane. All right, so here's my question, Steve. Hodge went to the bench with his second foul, just over a minute into the game.
Very quickly, he had to set the entire half.
So he comes out, he knocks down a 3 from the corner, 15 seconds into the third quarter, and has taken already 3 more shots from 3-point range, and we haven't even played 3 minutes here in this quarter.
It's a funny game
there. A player trying to make up for lost time.
And I don't know. And again, what you want out of that, and I would say 2 of those 3 shots were in the flow, so that's fine. And again, I think that that's where we talked the other night. When we get the three ball out of the flow, out of the rhythm, then it's going to be good. When it's a little bit stagnant, we don't.
And again, another example of, you know, where the kids are trying to learn some things, pick things up as we go along. Here's a drive down the right side by Hodge, and that one comes up short. Latavius Winston with the rebound. Into the front court. Here's a three on the way, and it's good. Demetriel Hudson knocks it down. He's got five in the quarter, and just like that, here comes Rantoul down five at 39-35. And the other direction we go, and we're going to have a blocking foul called on Rantoul.
And again, there's a case there where Andrew got bailed out and could have turned it over there. We need to settle down and answer with a good possession there and not try to answer them with a flurry of things there.
39-35, Rantoul is pulled within four. Anderson stems the tide for a moment with a free throw to make it back to a five-point lead at 40-35. Rantoul scored the first basket of the game. We were tied at two and again at four. And then the Silver Streaks scored 8 points in a row to go up 12-4, and they've led the entire way since. But Rantoul has crawled back within at least six for the time being as Anderson knocks down two free throws.
Again, two more foul shots made. Again, a very, very impressive stat so far. It'll be very meaningful as we move through the season.
On the right side, Cargo steps left. Eric Price off the bench, all over him defensively, forcing the pass away. Now backing it up toward half court is Hudson for Rantoul. Back over to Cargo on the right side, fires it behind him to Lewis.
And they're going to run him off the screens to get a three.
And there's the three, and they knocked it down.
And a difficult shot there. And they ran him off those screens down low.
Hudson with a hot hand has eight in the quarter. Rantoul within three now. Here's a jumper by Price, and he answers. And a big shot by the freshman. And it leads to a timeout by the Silver Streaks. Off the bench, Price with 10, Galesburg by six, and a timeout on the floor. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You need them for work. You need them for play. You live in your boots and you're hard on them. Which is why you need brands that have stood the test of time. Brands that are worth the price. You'll find them at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. They have an impressive selection of Red Wing and Timberland boots that'll keep your feet safe, comfortable, and dry. And they offer 15% off all boots every single day. Get old-fashioned service and boots you can live in. When it's time for new boots, it's got to be Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
I'm Will Stevenson. One OSF healthcare doctor is working to shape virtual reality into work in the classroom. We'll find out Friday night at 5 on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
3:50 to go here in the third quarter. Silver Streaks with a six-point lead over Rantoul, 44-38. All right, that timeout, Steve Cheeseman, that's a Mike Reynolds trademark right there. You got a big shot, get that lead back up to six for a moment. What goes on in the timeout in a timeout like that?
In that kind of timeout there, it's a reset. It's a reset. We made a shot off of a good offensive set, and now we want to reset both defensively and offensively, and there we did. We got a good stop on the defense. Come back here, and we're going to score again.
Carl down low, but it's blocked. And the rebound by Rantoul. Reaching in, Dotson creates a loose ball. Anderson chases it down, pulls up from a 17-footer. That one is short. Rebound batted around. Quinn Anderson comes up with it. Backs up into three-point range. Back up top we go. Third offensive opportunity for the Streaks. Price with a drive. Left-handed floater off the mark, and it won't go. And the rebound by Rantoul. Eighth rebound of the game for Hudson. Here's a three on the way. No. Rebound tip back. That won't fall. Andrew Anderson with a rebound for the Silver Streaks. Drives the other end. Hesitation shot. Up from the high post. Off the mark. Rebound Rantoul. Here comes Hudson out with it on his ninth rebound into the front court. Right side stepping into a three. Lewis off the back rim. And the rebound out of bounds back to the Silver Streaks.
Again, just a flurry there. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Launching a lot of threes. The game is extremely fast-paced. A little too fast-paced for us right now. That's not exactly how we want to play. We're not getting much flow, especially when we're just trying to match people with threes for three, and that's not exactly how we want to do things right now.
Still a six-point lead for the Streaks as Anderson drives, got knocked off balance, put up a bad shot. Jacob Carl with a rebound. That won't go. And there's a lid on the basket. And now Anderson intercepts a pass but can't control it out of bounds, and the Streaks will give it back to Rantoul.
And Andrew, again, is such an athlete, and his ability to get to the rim. Right now, he's going to have to just work on trying to be under control. The shots that he's trying to make are awfully, awfully difficult. And Coach is going to give him a breather here, and I think that they'll talk with him about that. He is such a fine athlete with lots of skills. He's got to simplify a little bit as he gets to the rim.
Well, we got six missed shots in a row, all within about 30 seconds of each other, as Rantoul has a pass down the lane that leads Latavius Winston a little much, and he can't handle it out of bounds.
Yeah, we're on about an 0-for-8 streak here in terms of missing shots with the offensive stick backs.
Price with a crossover, loses his man in the backcourt, then turns it over into the front court. Rantoul with a drive and a blocking foul as Cole drove to the lane, and Khalil Hodge didn't get back in time, picked up his third foul. 44-38 Galesburg, 2:06 to go here in the third quarter. So with the lid on the basket, I guess the best news for the Streaks here is that Rantoul hasn't been able to cut into the lead, although they're at the free throw line here.
And I talked earlier that we were playing at a fast pace, but yet under control. Now we're playing at a fast pace and a little out of control. And the results are certainly there with that. We've missed a number of shots, and we've thrown the ball away or taken some ill-advised shots.
Eric Cole, who had those two really off-the-mark free throws in the first quarter, banked in the first free throw high off the glass, and now we have a full timeout. We'll take a quick one as well. 2:06 to go, third quarter. Streaks by five. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Delivered to your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Coming out of the full timeout, 2:06 to go, third quarter. Galesburg 44, Rantoul 39. Second free throw by Eric Cole. Steps to the line, eyes it, puts it up, and that one's off the rim. He's 1-for-4 from the line, and none of them had been close, but he got one to bank in.
That was another bad miss there.
Kobe Ramirez with a rebound back in for the Streaks. Quinn Anderson on the left side along with Eric Price, Khalil Hodge, and Jalen McCann. Streaks going small here with this lineup on the floor. Quinn drives, kicks it out. Hodge sidesteps to the right. Quinn measures it, fires it, and airballs it. Out of bounds back to Rantoul.
Not the shot that Coach Reynolds wanted there.
Well, and Quinn didn't look confident either. I mean, he kind of looked at it, sort of went up with it. And
it was almost like, Brad, that he felt like, oh, I better shoot this.
Uh-huh.
When you're doing that, it doesn't usually work.
So Rantoul with a chance to get within three, maybe two here with a minute and a half to go. Inside the free throw line, Cole leaves it off underneath. Good strong move to the basket, but a miss by Latavius Winston. And Eric Price with the rebound. Price only 6'1", but listed at 205 as Hodge misses another three-pointer at the other end. Rebound on the run by Jaden Alexander. Into the front court, behind him to Hudson. Steps right, fires a three, way off the mark. Rebound batted out of bounds by Price.
And that was an ill-advised shot as well. He was pressured. There was a hand in his face. He a little double-clutched that and still let it go.
Minute 12 to go, third quarter. Still a five-point Galesburg lead. Now here's a travel on the right wing, a hesitation move by Jaden Alexander, and he covered a lot of ground, kind of holding the ball, sweeping it in front of him, and that's the, 11 turnovers, Steve, for Rantoul?
11 turnovers for Rantoul, and we have 11 as well. And the one thing here, the turnover numbers went down a little bit. It's just been bad decision-making in terms of shot selection.
Shooting percentages sure go down in a hurry when you got the ill-advised shots that we've had. Streak substitute again. Dotson, Anderson back on the floor. Ramirez, Hodge, and Price stay on the floor for the Streaks. Kobe drives, gets bumped, throws it toward the basket, and he does a good job initiating contact. And they're going to say he was in the act of shooting. They are going to give him two.
And that's
here.
A good decision there by Kobe. Try to get the shot off, try to sell to the official that he was shooting the ball, and he did there, and he'll go to the line for two.
That's four fouls now on L.J. Lewis. Nobody at the scoring table for Rantoul just yet. Now Kobe's free throw is way off the mark. It's just getting uglier as the night goes along. Now Brett Furyk will substitute. Hayden Cargo, the 5'11 junior, back in. And Lewis sits down with his fourth foul.
Good news here is we've withstood this a period of poor play by us and been able to do enough on the defensive end to keep Rantoul from scoring.
Miss them both. And Hudson pulls down his 11th rebound for Rantoul. So the Streaks miss an opportunity as a runner down the lane. Offensive put back up and in by Kinnett. His first offensive rebound and his first basket of the second half. And the Streaks lead is down to three now. 44-41. And the Streaks turn it over. Bad pass. Way over the head of Ramirez. And by the time it came down behind him, Khalil Hodge going for it on the sideline. And his momentum took him out of bounds.
Now we're looking for a little leadership here in terms of getting the ship settled down here a little bit. Getting it righted.
And Rantoul still in attack mode. They're going to take it down to 26 seconds and get the runner down the lane by Alexander to pull within one.
And there was no help side defense there. He was able to get to the rim uncontested.
And why not, right? Because there's a chance he may get the ball back the way the Streaks have been playing. Dotson loses his man, missed the shot, and there's Andrew.
Nice follow by Andrew. Using his athleticism to get to the offensive glass.
But still 9 seconds for Rantoul. Down to four, into the front court. Low baseline, shot up, short. Anderson with the rebound, and the Streaks get the lead back to three at the end of three. 46-43. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
It's easily the worst job of all time. I have to suit up in rubber gloves and tie a shirt over my face to deal with the fumes and then you scrub till your arm aches and you're sweating and it still doesn't look great. Grout is my mortal enemy.
With one phone call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, you'll never have to scrub grout again. In just a matter of days, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system that won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Transform your bathroom and say goodbye to grout for good. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth. GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
They are trying everything on Trump that failed on Clinton.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
46-43, Galesburg by three at the end of three. But Rantoul will have the ball to start the fourth quarter with a chance to get within one or maybe tie the game for the first time since almost the beginning of the game. The last time we were tied in this one was at four. Silver Streak scored eight in a row, as we talked about a moment ago, and have held the lead ever since. But here is a jumper by Cargo for three, and it hit the rim. And now the Streaks turn it over as Carl got the rebound, got it to Anderson up the near court, and the pass led him too much out of bounds.
You know, we were talking about getting off the volume of shots that we were, Brad. We were 4 out of 19 in the third period and one for our last 10. So plenty of shots off, but a lot of ill-advised, contested, and certainly the shooting percentage very poor.
And the rebound numbers have shot up as well. We'll go through that here as Streaks knocked the ball out of bounds. Ramirez got a hand on it, but the Rantoul Eagles hang on to it, trailing by three here, looking to get within one or tie it up.
Coach to try to change a little bit of a pace here, and there's an illegal screen again, and that was a fine call there. We're in a 1-3-1 zone now.
Set by Eric Cole as he moved and undercut Cornell Dotson, and that is the 12th Rantoul turnover. And then a foul on the inbound as Garrett Kinnett was behind Jacob Carl, trying to sneak in from the backside and get the steal. And that is the second foul of the game on Kinnett. But only the fourth team foul on Rantoul. So just 30 seconds into the fourth quarter, they can take some chances here. And their up-tempo defense has definitely bothered the Streaks here tonight.
And again, when you're playing, a full-court pressure type of game and you've only fouled four times here in the second half, that's an outstanding job.
Hodge in from the left side. gets fouled as he moves toward the basket. They said the foul is on the floor, so Khalil not in the act of shooting, although Khalil's lined up at the line. Oh, now they are going to say two. I thought he was saying no
shot. Looks like he waved it off, no shot.
But Hodge is going to get two free throws, so let's see if Khalil can take advantage of it here. 3 points on the night, knocks down the first one.
Again, we continue our fine foul shooting. And again, if this game remains close, that's certainly going to be a factor. We've always talked about, if we're in a close game, who do we have as a list of who we want to foul? We have a couple of candidates.
Rebound by Jamitriel Hudson. He's got 12 rebounds, but then he hopped under the basket and tried to put the ball around behind his back to avoid a steal, and he brought the ball back down with him, so the Streaks get it right back. Break for Galesburg after the missed free throw.
Let's see if we can capitalize here.
Up by four, the Silver Streaks. Anderson finds a lane, takes it all the way in, and then gets fouled at the end of the play for a chance at a three-point play.
Great job there. And he saw that he had an opening, and right down the lane he went. He attacked the rim aggressively.
Third foul of the game on Jaden Alexander for Andrew Anderson. That is 6 points in the half, 16 for the game, his career high. And Galesburg trying to slowly build this lead back up here early in the fourth quarter, not quite a minute into the final period, and it's a six-point lead. Anderson's free throw keeps it there as it pops in and out, and the rebound knocked out of bounds by Galesburg.
And I think as Andrew continues from one game to the next, he's going to learn when he needs to put down the accelerator and when he needs to lay off, because, again, he is extremely talented.
Six-point Galesburg lead. Cross-court pass gets over the outstretched hands of Ramirez. Rantoul with it back up top now. A drive by Cole, cut off there. Skips it out to the right side, Cargo. Back behind him into the hands of Winston at the free throw line. Bounce pass left. Streaks have picked up the defense here in the 1-3-1. Very aggressive zone, creates a turnover. Hodge with the steal, takes it all the way in.
And the defense has picked it up, and a great decision by Coach Reynolds to go to that zone and allow us to anticipate a little bit and get some traps, and we've got some steals, and we're going to score on the other end.
And
out
he's
of
as fired up as anyone coming off that bench as Rantoul calls a full timeout. Galesburg's lead back up to 8. 6:33 to go in the game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
51-43 Galesburg, 6:33 to go in the game. Steve, you were just talking off the air here about how the defensive switch has sparked a little rally here.
Yeah, and I knew when we came out in the fourth period going into that 1-3-1 and then trap out of it, they haven't seen that. They're a young ball club. It can give young ball clubs problems. Creates live ball turnovers, and we got layups on the other end. Great decision and switch up by Coach Reynolds.
Juggled one in the lane there, but avoided the turnover. Rantoul with it still here, coming out of the Eagles' full timeout. They have two timeouts remaining. Streaks have used only one tonight. Cargo launches a long three. It's off the back of the rim, and there's Carl with his 11th rebound, and he gets fouled from the backside. And now the Streaks are in the bonus, so very quickly Rantoul picked up four team fouls here in this fourth quarter, and the Streaks are going to shoot free throws the rest of the game.
And what happens in that zone like that, you may not get the turnover, but you now have them playing faster than they want, and also they will take ill-advised shots. That three was contested, and that's the first time he touched the ball in the quarter. And good things happen then.
Carl to the free throw line, up and in.
Jacob's mechanics are very good. It's set, very simple, and release.
4 for 4 from the line in this game. He's got 12 points tonight, just 3 in the second half, and he airballs the second one.
Well, that's the old whammy there, isn't it? You know, when I watch golf on TV and they talk about he hasn't missed anything inside 3 feet, and you can tell that at that point there'll be a yip.
Nevertheless, the Streaks are up 9 here as they've opened up the second.
Great anticipation.
Quarter. Here's a steal by Anderson.
And it's out! He hammers it down on the right hand. And another timeout by Rantoul. with a run out and a one-handed jam. And the Streaks are up 11 with 5:56 to go. And it's all Galesburg in the fourth quarter. And that really creates some momentum, gets the crowd into it. An exciting play, and it certainly juices up your teammates there.
How about that for a crunch time play of the game?
That is a big time one. Now we went to double-digit lead. We've got them back on their heels. The young ball club is doubting itself probably a little bit here. And we pick up a great deal of energy out of that.
Four Rantoul turnovers. We played just over 2 minutes of this fourth quarter. Four Rantoul turnovers. It's an 8-0 run by Galesburg. And the Eagles have used two timeouts. That's how quickly this game has turned in favor of the Silver Streaks, but still a long time to go.
And I'd certainly credit that change defensively by Coach Reynolds. And again, the 1-3-1 is in my mind, the most difficult
defense.
Here's
another steal. Hodge comes from down low. Layup good.
Layup.
Five in the quarter for Hodge, eight for the game. 56-43 Galesburg. It's a 10-0 run to start the fourth quarter. Firing it down low. Cargo misses. Good defense by Hodge. Carl with his 12th rebound. Streaks back into the front court.
Ramirez, and that's the first shot that they've got off in the quarter.
Carl on the baseline. And a timeout called by Galesburg as Carl was double-teamed along the baseline. Nobody was coming over to help him out. So Mike Reynolds calls a 30-second timeout. 5:15 to go in the game, and the Streaks up 56-43.
And again, we didn't use a lot of timeouts early in this ball game. Now we have them for whether it needs to be rest, change in strategy, or there we needed to bail out a situation where we were going to turn it over.
Been a confirmation of the Illini kickoff time on Saturday. So it's a 2 o'clock kickoff. We probably will not get all the way through the Illini game. They don't kick off until 3. I said 2, I think. 2 o'clock is the pregame. 3 o'clock is the kickoff. Galesburg girls scheduled to play at 6:30 on Saturday night. That'll be a little after 6 o'clock for the pregame. And then the boys will follow. Here's Andrew Anderson with a runner. Missed it. Rebound up and in by Kobe Ramirez. How did that ball find Kobe?
Again, a nose for the basketball, being aggressive to the ball and pursuing the ball, not waiting for it.
And a quick shot at the other end by Rantoul. A follow won't go. And there's Carl with another rebound. 13 rebounds in the game for Jacob Carl. Here's Hodge with the drive. Up and in. And everything's going now for the Silver Streaks.
Again, on a run, we're playing with a zip in our step, and we've got them back on their heels.
There's a quick jumper at the other end, and that one is off the mark. They're just firing up anything they can at the moment. Ramirez with a rebound, gets tied up by Cargo, but the alternating possession going Galesburg's direction.
Just an outstanding sequence by us. We're playing with a lot of purpose. We're certainly playing with confidence, and we're aggressive. We're a step faster right now than Rantoul.
14-0 run here to start this fourth quarter. We still have 4.5 minutes to play. Galesburg quickly into the front court. Ramirez drives. Air balls the scoop shot and the rebound into the hands of Hudson, who has 13 rebounds for Rantoul.
And Hudson's a good-looking ball player.
And he shoots it inside the free throw line. That's really the first shot in rhythm. That was actually Winston who knocked it down. Their first shot in rhythm of any kind that didn't look like a panic shot in this fourth quarter. Dotson into the front court as we approach the midpoint of the fourth quarter. 60-45 Galesburg. Flashing through the lane, Andrew. Out to the corner, Hodge. Three goes in and out. Kobe way up there for the rebound, but he misses the follow shot, and Winston gets the rebound for Rantoul.
Outstanding hustle by Kobe Ramirez there.
Back quickly comes Rantoul, and a block by Hodge as Lewis goes down the lane, and that's the fourth foul of the game on Hodge.
And Khalil looked like that he got the ball cleanly, but he got him with his body.
60-45 Galesburg, 3:49 to go in the ball game. Silver Streaks trying to go 2-0 on the season. This is Rantoul's opener for the 2017-18 season, and the first free throw by Lewis is up and in. He's back out there, saddled with four fouls. His only points tonight have come from the free throw line, as he is 5-for-5. 60-46, Galesburg by 14, 3:49 to play. Second one by Lewis, good as well.
They're going to extend pressure here.
Need. Rantoul needs points with the clock stopped and now needs a turnover to try to crawl back into this game. It got away from him quickly. Now they want to manage the game as the Streaks do turn it over. A pass thrown behind Carl. He was cutting down the lane, and it was a bad pass. Here's Rantoul for three, but it's off the back rim. Winston with a rebound. Another crack at it for Rantoul. Lost it, but there's contact down low as the pass found its way to Lewis. And that's the fifth team foul on the Streaks. Rantoul will have to inbound it.
As we try to break the press there, and we did a good job getting it in the front court, that's when we need to, at that point in time, get the offense set up, try to run some clock, get some rhythm going. That turnover there at the end is also what they're looking for.
14 turnovers on the Silver Streaks. Rantoul with 15 on the game. There's a floater and a block. And then Carl rebounds the rejection off Alexander's jumper in the lane. Carl into the front court, left side Dotson in front of the Galesburg bench. Leaves it left for Hodge, back behind him to Andrew Anderson. Andrew drives, all the way with a right hand, high off the glass, missed it. Rebound off Carl, finds its way to Ramirez. And another crack at it for the Silver Streaks. Five rebounds, four in this quarter for Kobe Ramirez.
And Kobe has really given us a spark off the bench, both on the offense and defensive end. He's got a nose for the ball. He's kept plays alive.
Kobe with it now on the right elbow. Streaks running some clock here. And Rantoul is kind of settled in the half-court defense. Not getting real aggressive going after the ball here. Down 13 with 2:35 to play.
We need to just take care of the ball.
Yep.
Set good screens. Be legal. Come to the ball. Handle the ball.
Here's Hodge driving, found an opening.
Outstanding
baseline,
job
all the way.
Very quick first step, and he got to the rim.
Khalil's red hot in the fourth quarter. He made his first shot after getting in foul trouble and playing just barely over a minute in the first quarter. He knocked down his first shot of the game right out of the gate in the third quarter, but then missed five in a row here in the fourth quarter. He's 4 out of 5, 9 points, 12 for the game. And the Streaks lead by 15 with Mike Reynolds calling a 30-second timeout, 2:25 to go.
And that's a credit to Khalil as well. He didn't get off the bench, got in foul trouble early, and had to sit. As he came into the second half, he was able to find his rhythm. He made plays. He's made good decisions and done a great job here.
62-47. 2:25 left to go in the game.
And Kobe Ramirez, as we've talked about, has done a good job. And he's certainly earned more time and will move up in the rotation, I think, as a result of this.
Yeah, because he's not coming out of the game. Mike Reynolds likes what he sees from Ramirez, probably defensively as much as anything, playing the bottom of that 1-3-1 zone, which the Streaks really haven't come out of since going to it right at the tail end of the third quarter. And here's another Rantoul turnover.
And we have really good personnel in for that. Again, take care of the basketball here.
Into the front court as they break the three-quarter court trap.
Much better. Now we'll set.
And again, Rantoul kind of allowing the Silver Streaks to run some time here. Here's a feed to Ramirez in the lane. He lost the handle on it, just fired it way over the basket. And the weak side rebound by Hudson for Rantoul. He's got 14 boards in the game. Maybe a little quick shot for the Silver Streaks there. Here's nearly another turnover, and they do get it. Ramirez with the steal. 17 Rantoul turnovers, 6 in this quarter.
And we turned it back
and
over.
And the Silver Streaks nearly give it right back, and now they do. Diving to keep it inbounds is Dotson. And a double dribble called. That's real healthy.
A sequence of turnovers there.
Yeah, just very sloppy play on both ends. But obviously Rantoul in hurry-up mode, trying to make things happen quickly to try to get back into this game down 15.
And that's where we need to slow the ball down and take the air out of it a little bit. Nick Fields, very good for that, back in the ball game.
As he replaces Ramirez. So Hodge and Anderson stay on the floor with Dotson and Carl for the Silver Streak. So this is the starting five here.
Nick will be very steady here handling the ball.
With a minute 20 to go. Hodge bounces it to Fields to the lane, skips it out. Anderson with it, feeds it back up top to Hodge.
Good decision, he had the shot, pass it up.
Let's run some clock. Here's Carl down the lane, up quickly.
Nice pass by Andrew, good finish by Jacob.
64-47, Streaks by 17. This matches their biggest lead of the game now. Under a minute to go. Here's a three on the way by Alexander off the back rim. Rebound Lewis, had a handle on it, lost it. And now Rantoul gets it back, but stepped on the sideline, so the Streaks will get it back after all.
And we've limited Rantoul to 4 points in this quarter. Just an outstanding job, completely confused them, and literally put the clamps on them. defensively here.
And 8 turnovers. Streaks get it into the front court, and Andrew Anderson gets fouled as Rantoul double teams him trying to go for the ball. 44.5 seconds to go. That's the 4th foul of the game on Jaden Alexander for Rantoul. And Anderson will shoot a 1-1 here. Andrew from the line tonight, 4 out of 5. His only missed free throw was earlier in this quarter, and it just rattled in and out. It was on the money, but just a little bit off the mark, and this one misses. Rebound Winston. And the Streaks fouling. That's not a good foul.
Not a good foul here.
But only the 16 foul on the Streak, so I guess you can afford to just go for at least a steal one time. Now don't foul again. Don't put him at the free throw line with 42 seconds left.
As you were talking about Andrew's free throws, Andrew does not bounce the ball. He sets and goes, and that's a little bit of an unusual or certainly a unique approach, but he's been very good so far.
There's a drive at the other end and a scoop up and in by Jaden Alexander. 4 points all in this half, 64-49, Gelsberg by 15. 25 seconds to go. Andrew drives, feeds it over to the left side to Cornell Dotson. Streaks really wanted to just run this timeout. Fields up top with Hodge with 15 seconds to go. Rantoul continues to play aggressive enough defense, forcing the Silver Streaks to move and dribble, keep things in motion.
Be able to dribble it out now.
And now down to 5, and Fields will just be able to hold on to it. Dribble it once, and a good win for the Silver Streaks. 15 points, 64-49. Gelsberg goes to 2-0, and they are thankful to be there as we head into a day off for the holidays before 3 more games, 2 on Friday, 1 on Saturday. Stay tuned for the postgame coming your way next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
When you think about Black Friday, you probably think about scoring deals on flat-screen TVs. But what most people don't realize is that after the gobble-gobble, it's the perfect time to find a good deal on a new car. This weekend, shop the Black Friday sales event at YEM on North Henderson and Galesburg. The 18s are in, and the 17s gotta go. In fact, nearly all remaining new 2017 cars are 20% off or more. That means more cash in your pocket during the time of year when you need it most. With 20% off a brand-new remaining 2017 Dodge Durango GT, you'll save over $9,000. 35% off a brand new remaining 2017 Chevy Cruze will also get you savings of almost $9,000. No other dealer around can come anywhere close to these Black Friday offers. Check out their ad in this week's paper for even more Black Friday deals. Then come back this weekend ready to buy. The Black Friday sales event starts first thing Friday morning at YEM Chevrolet Buick GMC, Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram, North Henderson Galesburg, and at YEMauto.com.
You've always known Kehoe Eye Care to give the best eye exam around, that they are the experts when it comes to getting high-quality, stylish glasses or difficult-to-fit contact lenses. But did you know they also do a whole lot more? Their doctors are expertly trained to diagnose and treat eye injuries, infections, and they provide state-of-the-art care for patients with diabetes, glaucoma, cataracts, and macular degeneration. They even have a doctor on call weekends and evenings for emergency eye problems. So if an issue comes up that has anything to do with your eyes, call their professionals at Kehoe Eye Care.
We care for people, not just eyes.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Becoming partly cloudy for tonight, a low of 26 for your Thanksgiving Day sunshine. High 46 and tomorrow night, mostly clear, low 32. Sunshine for Friday, a high of 57 currently in downtown Galesburg. It's 31 degrees here on WGIO.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
64-49, Galesburg wins it over Rantoul. What a terrific fourth quarter for the Silver Streaks, and we'll talk with Mike Reynolds when he heads up here momentarily. 18-6, the Streaks outscored Rantoul. And forcing eight Eagles turnovers, I certainly we're not going to expect that all the time, but I just love how Mike Reynolds just waits for the right moment and then strategically pulls out a particular kind of defense, and just, it doesn't always work as well as it did tonight, but boy, take advantage of a team that hadn't played a game, is playing with some inexperience. It was the perfect call tonight, certainly.
Absolutely. In fact, if you really want to take a look at the key to the game, that was it. Making that change and switching to a zone defense. Again, as I said, a 1-3-1, for whatever reason, is a little bit more difficult of a defense to attack. A young club, their first game, hadn't seen it the entire game, had a hard time recognizing it, left them undecided and indecisive, and then we made a number of steals because of that, converted down there, went on those runs, and coasted from there.
And as a result, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game came during that time period as well.
And that's going to be Andrew Anderson. And again, we got a number of steals out of that, live ball turnovers, layups, got on a run. And Andrew's there was a real key, because it got us back up to double-digit lead. And it was a big-time dunk. And it really energized the crowd, energized our ball club, and it allowed us to continue to extend the lead.
I mean, it just felt like everything just really just sort of relaxed at that point. Man, everybody was aggressive. The energy was really picking up in the gym. And when he did that, then it's like the lid of everything came off here. And, yeah, I mean, the team was just playing so loose at that point. So he gets the steal right at half court, coming out of that 1-3-1, and then gets the run out for the one hand. I mean, a real hammer dunk down there, too.
Yeah, and again, we've talked about his great athleticism. And the other thing, too, there, Brad, that we also want to look at, all the positives it did for us there, but it also, it just took the air out of the balloon of Rantoul. And you could see at that point in time, they were really confused and really demoralized.
Take a quick timeout here. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back. Galesburg wins at 64-49. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Great news. Any size ice cold and refreshing soft drinks are still just $1 at McDonald's every day. That's the news. Now the weather. Soft drink lovers at McDonald's report enjoying ice-cold deliciousness. Also reported, chance of refreshment, 100%. Get any size soft drink for just a dollar, only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Let's take a look at our final statistics here as Galesburg wins it by 15 over Rantoul. Postgame numbers brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Team numbers, Steve Cheeseman, what do you have showing out? Start off with the shooting stats, I guess.
Shooting stats, for us, I had 26 out of 60. which, again, we talked about how many shots we got off. And, again, in the second half, I thought that it was the tale of two cities, so to speak. We were 4 out of 19 in the third period and then 8 out of 16 in the fourth period, with many of those being layups off of those turnovers. And for the ball game, we were only 3 out of 12 beyond the arc. And we talked about where we were with that the other night. We took many, many, many more three-point shots. I don't have that in front of me right here.
28.
So tonight, not even close to half of that. And I think that sense says to us a little bit that we're going to be able to do a number of different things. We're going to be able to shoot threes and potentially beat you, but also here with the pressure tonight and converting them with layups and getting off 60 shots. We won the rebound war again. We've talked about how that statistic is a very telling one, and won it significantly with 41 to their 25. And turnover-wise, and again, we turned them over 8 times in the fourth period for Rantoul having 19 and for us having 16. Now, 16 is a large amount, but again, the 16 came from just making decisions and unforced errors. I didn't think it was because of the pressure Rantoul put on us. It was more unforced errors by us. So, again, a larger number of turnovers than Coach Reynolds would have liked, but again, more not from the pressure not being able to handle it, just unforced turnovers by us, and some poor decision-making, which comes from a lack of experience and a little bit of youth.
And Coach Reynolds does join us now for our post-game coaches interview, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. So let's find out what the coach has to say about this 64-49 victory over Rantoul that puts the streaks at 2-0 on the season.
I'll start off here tonight. I accused you of being John Wooden, Red Auerbach, all those people that are great in the history of our sport, which you know what I think of you anyway. But I can be impartial too. We thought, and I thought when you came out in the fourth period in the 1-3-1 zone, you were looking for a little bit of change of momentum, a little bit of change to jolt us into to doing something aggressively. We completely confused them. We were able to get steals off that, live ball turnovers, make dunks, make layups, and go on the run there that allowed us to take the game and put it away. What was your thought process there? What were you looking to do there?
Well,
am I giving you too much credit as usual?
No, I mean, we had thrown a lot of fastballs, and they were starting to hit them, as you could see. And so I thought,
I like that baseball analogy.
You know, I thought maybe some changeups and a curveball or something, and we're trying to slow them down a little bit, and you know, you get in a rhythm with it, you don't want to change it. So do I think we got to play more zone this year? Yes, I think we do. Unfortunately, I'm only comfortable about 6 guys in it, you know, and the younger guys are not up to speed as much in that. You know, Kobe runs the baseline real well and plays that spot probably better than anybody in our program, but you know, and then we have a couple turnovers out of them offensively. So we're looking to try to develop a little chemistry at the end of the games, and it was a little wild, but I think we did okay.
And a follow-up to that, you put Kobe in the ball game. Mm-hmm. One of my keys tonight was who's up next, and you brought him in. He's perfect for that. He did a good job with that. You're going to be able to match up a little bit of what you're trying to do in a game with your personnel, and that's not always been something we could do.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we have some guys that are able to, you know, I call them specialty guys. You know, this was an energy game, so that was good for Kobe, you know. You know, he's not greatly skilled offensively, but, you know, defensively, he has a knack for the ball. Like I told our guys, he plays the bottom of the zone, not, they go, because he's really fast. I go, no, he runs hard every time. You know, I mean, it's even hard to teach a guy to do that. You know, you can't. That's not a defense where the baseline guy can take a play off. And he was able to. He runs hard every time. He ran hard, and he was aggressive. And you know, it's nice to see him get in there and get some meaningful minutes, because you know, I think he's going to be pretty valuable to us.
How big of a confidence builder do you see this game, Coach? Because we're up 17 in this game. They come all the way back. They get it down to 1 at the end of the third quarter. Of course, that's when you make the defensive shift. But and then to be able to not play scared at that point. I mean, that's tough, especially with an inexperienced team, I think, isn't it? Not to have them see that lead evaporate like that and go into a shell even more. Instead, you make the defensive switch, and it just completely changes the tempo of the momentum of the game around.
That's called coaching, Brad.
Like I said.
No, I don't know. I just... We want to, you know, it's a young group, you know, they're going to get yelled at. We yelled at them a little more tonight. They responded, okay, we're going to have to. I mean, you got to coach guys, and you got to make sure that they understand what's going on. And you know, we've got a lot of young guys or inexperienced guys. You know, you get to a point in the game where you don't need to shoot three-pointers. You know, I think the last one we shot was Khalil's in the corner. That, you know, he's a great shooter. He hasn't been on fire yet. But the deal is we don't need to shoot them when we're up 11, 12 points or 3 minutes ago. You know, just don't need to.
Or in a game of this tempo, right?
Right. You need to go to the rim. I think we had us down on our shot chart. We were only making five shots outside the lane. And, you know, we that was one of the keys. I knew they were going to press. You know, you read some articles on them. They're going to press. They got young guys. You got to just keep pushing that ball up and down the floor. And we wanted to go right back at them, which we knew was going to cause some extra turnovers. But I think if we could have, once we got into half court, took a deep breath and just played a little slower, we probably would have been a little better off.
And reinforce that fact, last night, Coach, we shot 28 three-pointers. Tonight we shot 12. You got to be pleased with that kind of judgment. And I know you're going to have to coach and coach and coach and coach that with a young ball club, but you got to feel like tonight you took a step in terms of them having some basketball acumen, some basketball IQ, and understanding what the game was bringing to them, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, did we take some guarded jump shots? Yes. You know, did we get on some guys, some of our better players because of that? Yes. And so we have some growing pains, but, you know, I don't know what the final score was, but, you know, we put over 60 points up and still held them under 50. So, you know, 50 points was our magic number last year. I think we're going to be able to score over that. You know, can we get enough stops and do things the way we're capable of? I sure hope so.
All right, Coach, we're going to let you go. We certainly appreciate the time you give us here after the game, and certainly a big one as well, 64-49. And I guess as much as anything, you said in the pregame, you knew you're going to see a different style of game. That's got to be some confidence building for these kids, too, to win two very different styles of games.
I hope so. You know, we want to keep this group confident. When you're young, you gotta feel like you can beat the world, you know, and young and inexperienced. And I think we have that feeling a little bit, you know, because we know that, you know, we don't even have the whole gym open. We know in another week here, week and a half, we're going to be with the real world. You know, we're going to have to feel like we're world beaters. So it's this we need to gain some confidence. You know, I think we got an always game Marshall team coming up, and certainly a good Rockford Ruthven team. And then you saw SHG tonight. I mean, we're going to have to play to get some more wins out of this thing. And I think our guys are hungry, and we want to keep them that way.
Well, Coach, thanks a lot. Happy Thanksgiving. I know you'll work out tomorrow a little bit, and then we'll see you for a doubleheader on Friday.
All right, thank you.
As always, our thanks to Mike Reynolds stopping by here in the postgame. Galesburg wins at 64-49. We will come back, finish up the rest of the stats that we didn't get our way through before Coach Reynolds joined us, and we'll wrap things up when we come back after that on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
When was the last time you had your furnace checked over by a professional? Schedule a fall furnace checkup for $55, including carbon monoxide testing. Good for LP gas and natural gas-fired furnaces, McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhall, and now in Galesburg. Call 342-5820. Some exclusions apply.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
I'm Will Stevenson. A new take on Small Business Saturday from the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. That's Friday night at 5 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
Let's run through the rest of the statistics that we did not get our way through. Final team numbers from three-point land. Rand Tool finished 6 out of 16 behind the arc. Galesburg was 3 out of 12. Free throw shooting, Rand Tool 9 of 12. Silver Streaks 9 of 17. Demetriel Hudson led the way in scoring for Rand Tool with 18. He was the only player in double figures. Had a double-double tonight, 18 points.
And a good-looking player.
And 14 rebounds as well. Latavius Winston had 8.6 rebounds. And after that, a bit of a drop-off. LJ Lewis, 6. Garrett Kinnett and Eric Cole each with 5. Jaden Alexander had 4. Hayden Cargo finished with 3. For the Silver Streaks, second straight night, they've had at least 3 players in double figures. How about 4 tonight, Steve? Andrew Anderson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, had a double-double, 18 points, 10 rebounds. Jacob Carl, 14 points, 14 rebounds. Khalil Hodge had 12, all in the second half. And Eric Price off the bench had 10 on 4 out of 5 shooting. Next up, Jalen McCants off the bench had 4. Quinn Anderson, Kobe Ramirez, and Cornell Dotson each finished with 2. And Nick Fields, Jacob Young, Tylan Parks did not score for the Silver Streaks, who win at 64-49 and improved to 2-0 on the season. Steve Cheeseman, let's look back at your three keys to the beginning, toward the beginning of the game, and how'd we do in those categories?
First one, will it continue? Yes, it did. And tonight we had to play a different game, almost an entirely different game, and we were able to adjust to that. And, certainly something that reinforces that. We shot 28 three-pointers on Monday, 12 tonight. We're able to do some things here defensively tonight that we hadn't got to show on Monday night. So, yes, that part continues, and I'm really looking to see how it continues with can we add to our game. We did that. How do we handle the pressure? Again, we made 18 or committed 18 turnovers, but I thought it wasn't about execution. It wasn't about being indecisive. It was more about rushing a little bit. The game got a little fast. We rushed a little bit. Yes,
especially
that'll
in
need
that
to be
third quarter.
On. Certainly. And then finally, who's next? I thought, again, we had a number of great contributions off the bench. Eric gives us offense, Eric Price, and tonight Kobe's ability to run the baseline. I attribute some of that to his football ability, his ability to have instincts to read plays and react, and also to move laterally along the baseline. And his play there and his aggressiveness there ignited some of those turnovers and allowed us to get on that run.
Silver Streaks will have the day off again tomorrow. You heard Coach Mike Reynolds say a little bit of a walkthrough. And then 2 games on Friday as this tournament continues. The action will get underway here at John Thiel Gym. The first game of the day will be Moline and Peoria Notre Dame. That'll be a 10 o'clock game. Rantoul and Chicago Wells will follow. And then the Silver Streaks, as you heard Coach Reynolds say, will battle Chicago Marshall. That's a 12:45 scheduled time on Friday. Our pregame will be at about 12:25. And then Sacred Heart Griffin will play Rockford Lutheran. I'm anxious to see that game when those two go at it at 2 o'clock. Then there will be a break Friday. The Silver Streaks' next game will be at 7:15 against Rockford Lutheran. And then 1 game for the Streaks on Saturday won't be until the finale against Sacred Heart Griffin. The Galesburg girls also play Saturday at 6:30. A pleasure, Steve. Thanks for being with us. We look forward to being back with you on Friday, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Brad, and I look forward to this tournament continuing. Our ball club is very interesting to watch, and it's going to be really, really fun to see how this whole thing develops and evolves with them.
64-49 the final, as the Streaks defeat Rantoul to go 2-0 on the season. For James Noble at the downtown studios, for Steve Cheeseman to my right, I'm Brad Benowitz. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a joyous and restful holiday, and we'll be back with you for our doubleheader on Friday. See you then, and good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.